know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail? Nah, we all my with the rubber grips or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot is stick up the world and split it 50-50. It's take the dough and stay real jiggy. It's sip the Chris and get pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my Biggie. Baby, I'm type real. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving.
Welcome to Weird New Thinking.
Hey!
Where your thoughts come to life.
Joining us today is Silver Shot and Single Day.
Yes!
You did it!
Your name.
Those are our children. They're not here today.
Single Shot and Silver Tongue and Chainsaw and Rocket. We're all here. What's up?
That was so difficult.
It was very difficult.
But we made it.
We did. So, what are y'all doing today? How's it going? What are we talking about? What are y'all here for?
Wow, there's a lot of questions.
I know, answer them all.
We're going to talk about...
I'm here to do a podcast. I've been good. Our podcast is about black-eyed children.
They're actually called black-eyed kids because they're known as BEKs.
Black-eyed kids.
Bex.
Yeah, they call them Bex.
What is that? Are you all right, Tinkle? Should I pause?
No, I'm okay.
All right, so black-eyed kids, they're basically said to be children of, like, a paranormal, maybe even an experimental, like, situation. Mm-hmm. And they appear randomly, from what I understand. And, like, apparently whenever they appear to you, like... They seem, they're like you're overcome with a sense of dread.
Mm-hmm. So it's children of the corn.
And they, yes. they try to like get in your car or like in your house or like whatever.
It's right. Children of the corn. Yes.
They
seemingly only target adults.
Yeah. And when did this start? When did this whole, who was the first one to come out and say, hey, I saw the black-eyed kids?
So it first started with Brian Bethel in 1996. He was a journalist in, I think, Abilene, Texas.
Ooh.
And again, it's the first, I guess, somewhat documented story. But then they've found that these stories go back at least to the 1950s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what, does he have photographic evidence? Like, how, what
I guess say? Because he's a journalist, some people are trusting his story. And then, of course, other people are saying, oh, he's a journalist.
Well,
he just wants to sell papers, so they're not trusting his story.
Yeah.
But,
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
But the whole thing starts with him. He's in, like, a shopping mall parking lot, and there's a movie theater there. And he's in his car, and, like, I think he's paying rent, or for whatever reason, he's signing a check. It's nighttime. He's really doing this, like, by, like, what are they called? Lamps on the side of the street? What is that?
Candlelight? Oh, street lamp.
By casual light. Yes. 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 He takes a shot on time. Sorry. By a street lamp.
A street light.
And he gets a knock on his window and turns to see these two kids, about the same age. I think he's, like, 8 to 10 years old. And he immediately has this fear, like this overwhelming fear, even though they're just children, and he can't really pinpoint why. And the kids start saying, hey, mister, we forgot our money at home. We can't get in to see the movie. And he says, oh, what movie are you going to see? And this is when Mortal Kombat was out. So they're saying, oh, we're going to watch Mortal Kombat. And when he looks up at the marquee on the theater, the last showing of Mortal Kombat was an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows it doesn't make sense. And the children start getting more and more aggressive. Let us in. We can't go home unless you let us in.
Ew.
And he's getting more and more scared. And a couple of times he feels compelled to let them in.
What? Like,
he's about to open the door. And at the last second he thinks, no, something's wrong. he's about to like unlock the door, and again he pulls away, and the kid's again getting more and more aggressive. Let us in. We can't do anything. You have to let us in. Until he gets so scared, he drives away.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course he looks behind him and there's no sign of these kids.
Ew. Creepy children are the worst.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And so there are other similar stories. I just listened to one about a woman who, I guess that always happens at night. When I think about it, I'm not sure.
Is that why their eyes are, like, maybe they're nocturnal?
Oh.
Like owls?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people have said they're possibly possessed or, like, they're demons.
Demons make sense to me. Children.
The black eyes.
Yeah.
So this other lady went to home at night when her dog starts growling at the front door. So, of course, she goes to the front door and looks outside, and there's two young children, and it's really cold outside. She's not sure if she should open the door,
yeah,
but wants to. I mean, you don't leave kids out in the cold,
if right? they're creepy demon children, you do.
Yeah, and again, she can't figure out what's wrong with them. They're getting aggressive about getting in. Again, they're saying, we can't come in unless you let us in, and that's usually the point where everyone realizes their eyes are completely black, like, including their sclera, like, just black. And that's usually when people realize something's wrong and they shouldn't open the door. But it seems to be a lot of these revolve around being let in somewhere.
So what are, like, okay, what is the significance of these people? Like, are they just regular, ordinary people? Do they have some kind of special connection to the dead and or religion? Or
it seems like they're just regular people who may or may not know the story. They're just targeted at random times, usually only once. But a lot of people are attributing it to be a creepypasta because, again, it didn't seem to exist before the 90s, although there's supposedly stories that go back to the 50s.
How do you feel about people nowadays tattooing their eyes all black?
Like, that is
could it have been... Well, okay, but could it have been, like, some weird outcast duo that was like, we're going to torment the town,
but they're
Sally?
Children. They range from the age of 6 to 18, so...
Well, I mean, but weren't you... I was a kind of, like, a scoundrel as a child.
I was definitely not a 6 to 8-year-old who was going to get my eyes tattooed.
Oh, 6 to 8. I don't know why I heard 18.
Yeah, no, 6 to 18 years old, I think, is usually what... Like, their ages range between. But again, I can't see a lot of young children getting young, like, those tattoos or parents telling them, like, we're going to get those tattoos.
I was just being silly. But it does also sound like Children of the Corn, so it just sounds like some, like, folklore. Beware of the demon children.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the Pleiades, they do say, like, that there are... basically, like, reptilian overlords from other planets that come and they live on Earth, and they're part of their mission is to destroy the human race, and so they come in all forms. They could be children, they could be adults, like, but they're mostly there for bad, and they're mostly there for evil. They're mostly there to turn people, to brainwash people. Mm-hmm. And that's what they've been doing slowly over the years. And so that's why I said demons make sense to me, because of this reptilian theory universe that it's a lot to go over.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also a common report that people say, like, demons have black eyes, or the scary thing that I saw was their eyes were all black.
Or, I mean, it is abnormal to see a human with solid black eyes.
Yeah,
so, of course,
and I imagine it's
a little
terrifying.
Uneasy feeling. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
But again, I guess because it was around the 90s, people are thinking, like, the advent of the internet caused this. Therefore, the current zeitgeist, like, dictates what kind of paranormal sightings we deal with. Mm-hmm. Like how people claim to have seen Slender Man when he's obviously,
like, a
made
fictional
up
character
on the internet.
But look at those two girls. Who, oh my gosh.
Do you see Slender Man outside?
I was driving through the woods in Louisiana and I looked out the window and he was Now, when you're driving a truck, everything is moving relatively fast, but clear as day is a tall figure, white face, long line, just standing on the roadside. And I was like, glad I'm driving 65 miles an hour. Bye.
Wow. But again, since he wasn't created until, I don't even know when was he created?
Just recently.
Fairly like recently.
After 2010.
And it's the same thing that people will say, oh, well, I saw that when I was young. And but did they? Was it
yeah.
what's going on right
it's
now?
Like a false memory.
I saw
yeah.
it at the height of his popularity.
Yeah. Again.
I watched PewDiePie play it overnight.
Oh, God.
While doing my guard duties.
But yeah, again, the current zeitgeist is what tells people, like, this is what's current. This
yeah.
can easily, like, invade your brain. And so you start seeing things or
mm-hmm.
thinking that they're real, but, yeah. but they're not.
But I would like more information on these people who have claimed to see the black-eyed kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially, like, I know it sounds silly as much as I don't care for religion. But, like, I do believe in those people that get possessed and stuff.
Like the Antichrist.
Because they're so
like
religious. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it probably sounds stupid coming out
like
of my mouth.
Like, it's psychosomatic for them?
Like, I believe in possession, because I believe in demons and
mm-hmm.
stuff. I've seen them, like, but...
But are they functioning human beings that are walking around, like, saying, hey, let me into your home?
No, I haven't seen
like
that.
Like, that kind of possession.
But I
want
to talk to these people who have, because, like, I want to know if they're super religious, like,
yeah.
then that's just a theory, like, that it, stuff like this always goes along with, like, religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of The Omen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of
Rosemary's
Emily
Baby.
Rose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Religion
do you
does...
Know what-
Play
do you know what demon dogs are?
I think
like
so.
In Stranger Things?
You're
like
talking about
big black dogs that appear and seem otherworldly. They have a fearful aura
sense.
Around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just appear random times, random people. So I'm saying if there's enough accounts of those, then why couldn't the black-eyed kids be on this planet?
Yeah.
Could be a humanoid version of the demon dogs.
Well,
true.
Aren't some demon dogs attributed to being, like, shapeshifters, or am I
yes.
blending two things?
No.
Okay.
And, yeah, and so it's all these things that bring sense of dread. A sense
there
of
are even
dread.
Reports of, there was a one man I was listening to, Jim Harold's Campfire.
Yes.
He was accounting a story of being chased by a demonic truck.
Oh, I remember
all,
that one.
All
what?
Black truck.
It's weird, yeah.
That would appear.
Was he driving?
Time. Oh, yeah, he was driving and he'd be trying to get away, and every time he'd turn, he'd follow him or disappear and come out on the corner. And he could not believe he was demonic entity, whatever it was.
I mean,
very
do
cool
you
story.
Believe in like good and evil? Because, in the sense, like if you believe in good and evil, then there has to be something that evil that could exist that could create like it could form, you know what I mean? Like that much negative energy or that much like. Evil could form into some like entity or like demonic truck or
even chaos. I believe they're just enemies out there who just want to cause destruction or fear or whatever. Go with that.
But would it be
caused
by
good
and evil?
No. No.
I don't believe in good and evil. Yeah.
So what would it be?
Nature is neutral, and we as a society deem what is right and what is wrong, and therefore think like, oh, well, it's evil because it's against our
standards.
Yeah,
view.
What we've decided was right.
Yeah.
Maybe whatever it is just hates you.
That's but you don't think
but
there
about...
are good and evil forces? Like, especially, like, we miss...
I think
no.
you could still call them positive and negative, but I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
consider anything evil. Like, you animals don't... kill to eat, but, you know,
yeah,
we're not
that's...
allowed to kill each other. It just...
So how like... do you feel about, like, people that just snap and do, like, horrible things? To,
I don't
like,
think it's a matter of evil. I think it's a matter of illness.
Illness or
sickness, or maybe they're more primitive and don't see the
their brain doesn't work.
Yeah, I think that really comes from illness wanting to
as opposed
like
to
physically
like,
destroy someone. But again, I wouldn't
like something inside.
You can consider acts evil. I understand that, but I don't think people are inherently evil.
Yeah,
nor
like not like in
good.
A demonic or like
yeah
like. There's something evil inside of Damien.
Yeah, exactly. So are we all kind of agreeing that they're demons? Is that what we're all kind of...
I don't know. I don't even know that I believe in them.
Really?
So, like, I
hear some other stories. What have other people said? Like, how many, like, has anybody been hurt by them? Has anybody let them in?
Yeah, some people have let them in, and they claim that
they're not dead.
A few days after, they'll just disappear. They are let into the house, and they're just gone. And that these people who let them into the house have, like, unexplained illnesses, or their paranormal activity would ramp up, or they would start having paranormal activity when they didn't. And it seems like most, if not all, of these people will die an untimely death under mysterious circumstances. Yeah. But most people don't let them in.
Yeah.
They have this sense that something is wrong. But again, they're children. You
feel compelled
to help them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, people know, like, that something feels off.
Yeah.
And again, they don't seem to register that the eyes are black
until it's too late.
Until
it's like, they already feel fear, like, hardcore.
So, yeah. And there's
definitely
cases of them
being let
in.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense that these demons or tulpas or whatever do this. Yeah.
Protect people. Of course. Yeah. But, so they, well, we talked a little bit about poltergeists, too. And poltergeists are basically just, like, havoc wreakers, right?
Yeah.
With these, I don't think these are.
But we also talked about, like, ghosts and spirits, like, on highways, you know, leading to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a negative force, you know, in the same sense.
Yeah.
But just negative.
Well, some people think they might be vampires because, again, they have to be let in.
Oh my
God. Yeah, because they have this, you have to let us in. We can't do anything until you let us in. Some people think they might be fae, because I think they have similar rules about being let in.
Huh.
And a lot of people think they're tulpas, which is a manifestation of your thoughts, which again would make sense that society is starting to understand these things, they have them in the back of their mind, therefore they're creating tulpas and then seeing them out in the world.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Pretty curious.
There's also a theory that they were like lab experiments. Artificial beings.
Really? I haven't heard any lab experiments, but those are
I did hear that theory.
Tell me about the lab experiments.
I didn't look too much into it. I didn't do my homework, but think about...
Think of, like, about Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. How they have the little girl, so the
don't
kids...
Don't think about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is amazing. Whatever.
Nostalgia-based nonsense.
Yeah, that feels great. I will still watch The Goonies every day of my life.
But yes, okay, so anyways, like, just basically government or military testing to try to make superhumans or, like, half-breed...
X-Men. Mutants.
Yeah.
So
it would
be,
like,
the purpose of creating these children
for war
that disappear or just make you ill? You think they're just going to let these, like, black-eyed kids run out on a battlefield?
They're apparently the ones that are out in the world are the ones that escaped, or, like, whenever the experiment failed, like, not everybody was killed.
Yeah.
And so these black-eyed kids are the ones that...
The leftovers.
...managed to escape. They're
so
not,
are they,
like,
to grow up
they're
to
not
be more
ready.
Powerful?
Like, they'll never grow up.
Oh.
And, like... They're not, they're unpredictable. Like, they're.
But are they stuck in, like, a certain area? Are they, like.
They've all teleported around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. They just exist.
Mm-hmm. So. And because they're children, they may be using them to.
Like, trying to make them into some superhuman weapons, like.
Yeah.
For future.
Been stuff like that in the past. The United States military has always done psychic experiments before, psychic soldiers and all that. Hitler tried to make a super soldier.
Telekinetic experiment.
Many other different things he tried to do. We'll get into it in the podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. But.
Yeah. Because
your body naturally has a certain level of, like, magnetic energy fields or whatever inside. And that's, like, a lot of the testing is they're trying to figure out how to manifest other intellectual properties through these magnetic fields.
Do you think that their eyes are blacked out because of, like, a side effect or, like, reaction?
Well, they say it's possible. And that's the only real explanation they have, is, like, their eyes
an adverse
have been
reaction to experiments.
Either that, or that they were trying to make them adaptable to all environments, actually. So, I don't know, but these are just silly theories. I mean, there's no proof of these experiments.
What about,
like
an alien theory, because aren't, like, the little grays always have dark,
big black eyes?
Big black eyes, and, like,
the short grays are supposed to be the most ill-tempered.
Yeah.
They want to do the most destruction to humanity. They're the ones that are supposed to be responsible for all the abductions and all the experimentation.
Yeah, so what if it's, like, an experimentation with, like, aliens?
That's not a good theory, I think. Huh.
They're also supposed to be the bad ones who walk among us, like the reptilians.
Yeah.
And also, it's supposed to be the greys that are responsible, or an offspring, or...
them.
Yeah.
Like another, like, bad race of them.
Because I know that,
like, people have reported that, like, they're, like, the white aliens or whatever, like, are taller and their eyes are bigger or whatever. So what if this was, like...
the tall whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what if this was, like, the same thing? Like, they look like us, but they just... their eyes are darker and, like...
they look like us and they want to hurt us. The tall whites want to help us.
Yeah.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. The opposite, like, of the spectrum, where there is good and bad, positive and negative.
Yeah.
That's the counterpart. That's...
it's a little dependent,
I don't know,
on the fact that, or the belief that the human body is a perfect design, which is clearly not.
Clearly,
clearly it's not. So it could be an advancement from the alien race. I don't know.
I know we always like to bring up aliens, but I was reading into a new to me theory that all aliens are time travelers from way in the future, but it's just the human race that has evolved, like, that far. Like, they're not any different than us. Like, they're still our species, but over, like,
they just adapted
thousands
to
of
the,
thousands,
like,
of years, like, they have changed. And whenever we happen to see one nowadays in our timeline, it looks so dramatically different to us because it's so far out in the future.
That's interesting.
And really, they're just traveling back in time. Maybe they got stuck. Like,
yeah,
so I was just reading that theory the other day, too, and I thought it was really interesting to think
that.
It's
a good theory. I mean,
what if
you don't know what humans are going to look like in thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
What if black-eyed kids are just kids in the future? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Terrifying.
Seeing artist renderings of, like, well, this is what we've evolved from, and then using, like, scientific data to say, well, this is what we're going to look like in, like, 350 years or so.
Pretty strange.
And then, our eyes get bigger and our heads get, like,
smaller and, like,
smaller,
weird.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at, like, how bad our air is, or the air is in China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way that there's not going to be some weird side effect that happens.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
to
adapt
to
that.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Japan,
they're
like, the radiation and everything.
More
like, there's going to be... we're going to prevail as humans because that's what we do. And, like, we'll adapt and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think someday there will be offshoots of humans, or there will be a main human branch and then another subspecies of humans?
Like dog
people. I do.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like... like, we've been warned about it in movies forever. Like, there's going to be some kind of, like, mutation or genetic experiment, or the truth is going to come out. Reptilians are just going to rip their, like, skin here.
Like,
yeah.
Dogs.
I'm reptilian.
You're supposed to be able to trace dogs back to wolves, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now look how many different breeds and varieties of dogs you have.
Yeah, look at Chihuahua. I can't stand that. Look at pugs.
Weird thing to bring up. Oh, you're
right.
Going to pugs. I thought you were just going to say, I don't like pugs.
No, but
on.
Like, look at pugs. Useless dogs.
They're
compared.
They're really funny looking.
Adorable.
They
make me feel
they're
good.
They're cute, but they're useless. Okay, moving on.
Oh my gosh.
Compared to, like, a wolf. Like...
but which is more useful? Which looks more like survival?
Well, I mean, just the evolution in that. Like, that's crazy. That stemmed from that. That's
breeding,
that's
genetically modified organisms. Silly.
Silliness.
GMO dog.
But going back to
aliens.
Okay, that's why they say
aliens.
The reason that, like, we can't find, we don't have photographic evidence of life on other planets is because that's our future. Like, we're not there yet. Like,
yeah, we... it's
no,
strange.
It's going to be our species.
The reason we don't have photographic evidence of life on other planets is because we can't fucking see other planets yet. We are so... shortly evolved. We can look at this much of the sky right now.
You just said the same thing as me.
No, I
didn't.
Basically, you agreed.
You guys are one.
You agreed that, like, we're not there technologically
yet.
Yeah.
Evolved enough.
So why couldn't my theory be correct too? That we're not ever, that we haven't evolved into space humanoid people alien things that are on other planets.
Space humanoid people aliens.
I think half the world is going to prosper. It's going to basically be Thanos. Like the moon.
Sorry.
Just like the dark side of the moon. It's going to be the shit side of Earth. And the good potential side that will be blocked off with like some kind of protective layer like in The Simpsons.
The movie. Wow. The force fields around the town.
Like you look at a star that's millions of light years away. You're looking at a star whose light was literally formed millions of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therefore, the possibility or the probability of us pinpointing the exact date and time where we can see life come into being and escape from existence.
We'll never know.
It's so far.
Yeah.
It's unimaginable. How do we know we didn't just miss it? We're like a day and we're always a day behind the light.
Maybe. Yeah. Crazy to think that the universe can be like it is. Oh my goodness. Anything else on the black-eyed kids?
No, I think those are creepy.
What if you saw one tonight? Like, what? Honestly, like, this first. What if you were in your car and you didn't have a gun?
I bet it would feel the same way.
Oh, my car, I'm good.
Do not let strange children. That sounds so heartless.
Call the police.
Don't let strange children into your vehicles.
And don't help them on freezing nights. Don't let them inside. Don't
ask
them.
Where are they? Yeah,
where are you going?
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
Jeez. Call the cops on weird kids. Don't help them. Goodbye.
Take the baseline out. Uh-huh.